Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of apathy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine, a slogan, let its shadow stretch and land on either side.
One of the best ever. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joyce Barden is our guest, B-A-R-D-E-N. She's senior professor at DeVry University, D-E-V-R-Y University. DeVryU.net, is that right, Joyce?
www.devryu.net. DeVry.net.
Yeah, DeVry.net. Okay, so check that out, folks. And we're talking about the profession of accounting and how it's changed, how it's making adjustments. I've seen more advertisements recently, Joyce, where an accounting firm actually was advertising consulting services. That blew me away. That would never have happened. For a CPA firm to have done that, say, even 5 years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But one of the things that I want you to talk about is the intersection of accounting and cybersecurity. Talk to us about that.
Well, again, it used to be that accountants were looked at just for doing taxes or historical numbers, but with all the cyber threats and the fraud to both big business and small business, we've created what we call today's forensic accountants, and they've got to use their investigative skills to help companies detect fraud, to gather that intelligence, to help solve white-collar crime and computer fraud, which unfortunately is hitting businesses both big and small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In fact, the cyber threats are coming down market now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And so that's what's happened is that you've got a lot of different firms who are setting up forensic accounting skills. I know several CPA firms that's become one of their specialties.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are running, they're not necessarily retraining one of their CPAs as much as they are bringing in someone who's trained in forensic accounting for cybersecurity.
Exactly right, and one of those new certifications is called CFE, Certified Fraud Investigator,
right.
And so we work very closely with that organization as well, and so these are all courses that we are teaching these days, so that these are some of the new skills that are being required and the CPA firms are looking for. And that's the direction that a lot of our accounting students are heading towards
these days. Right. And so this is something DeVry has been focusing on for a while now?
Yes. In fact, I've been working on this probably for about the last 10 years now. And that's when we developed some of these courses.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got courses in fraud, forensics. I'm teaching a course right now on operational efficiencies, effectiveness, and that includes fraud because it's a combination of the two. And so that's what we want our today's students to be looking at.
So what you're saying is in the old days, before all the digitalization of everything, if we thought we had a problem in our books, we would have brought in an accountant, a CPA firm, who would have used their forensic skills to dissect and take things apart and identify the fraud. Today, you're saying, because of the digitization of everything, it's not enough just to have accounting skills. You also have to have digital cyber skills, combine those two.
Well, that's exactly right. Again, due to all these security breaches, today's new accountant has to be thinking like a forensic accountant, has to have those IT skills. One of my recent graduates just completed their CITP, a Certified Information Systems Analyst certification. And he started out working in smaller firms, but that landed him a job in one of the big CPA firms.
Right. And so that's going to be, so from now on, as someone is looking for an accounting firm, especially if they've got any critical mass at all, they have a dozen or two dozen or more employees, they need to ask that accounting firm, what are their cyber skills? What cyber capability do they have, right?
Absolutely. And if that's not something that the CPA firm is offering, then there are a lot of new young graduates. And again, we're trying to be on the forefront of training those graduates who will have, again, not just those accounting skills, but those some soft skills, those communication skills, and those IT skills. And that's what that's how they can add value to their business.
Mm-hmm.
These days.
Yeah. And so this is not so much this is not necessary to protect people from cyber threats. That's another discipline. That's the cyber technology guys do that. This is to go in afterwards and see what happened.
Well, let's hope that we can try to prevent some of this. It's
do
a whole lot cheaper if
too.
We can prevent it up
right.
front. But in the event that it has happened, then, again, we've got to have those skills in order to document that and write reports and communicate the results of what's happened.
Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you
Joyce
for having me.
Joyce Barden, ladies and gentlemen, DeVry.net. Is a DeVry University website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.